From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Jerry Shario reading Shadow of Legends, Book 2 in the Fortunes of the Black Hills series by Stephen Bly. Now let's begin with Shadow of Legends. Chapter 1. Deadwood, Dakota Territory, June 1880. The man who stood across the counter from Todd Fortune brandished his dirt-baked and leathery brown face like a badge of honor. He flapped his greasy, tobacco-stained, drooping, thick, dark beard like a flag that should garner respect. Todd squinted his eyes slightly to keep the man's astringent odor from causing him to gag. "Must take years of disciplined effort to stay that repulsive," Todd thought. When the man opened his mouth, his two front teeth stuck slanted out a good half-inch lower from the rest, which gave him a rabbit-like look. A big, hairy, dirty, skunk-smelling rabbit.
"I came to the gulch with your daddy in 76, and I reckon that gives me a little credit, boy," he boomed as if shouting across the canyon.
Todd rubbed his neatly trimmed, light brown goatee and glanced around at the hardware store, which teemed with boomtown customers. His voice was soft, yet firm.
"You say you're a friend of my father's?"
"Yep. Me and him was what you might call partners."
He rapped thick, stubby fingers on the counter. The pine pitch and grime camouflaged any trace of fingernails. A lady with a black silk scarf tied around the neck of her white blouse promenaded into the store. Todd glanced more than once. A flat, mountain leghorn black straw hat turned up in the front, perched smartly atop her carefully pinned long brown hair. A